Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Francesca Raffi from the 78th Venice International Film Festival. Today we are joined by one of the 27 young film lovers who is attending the Venice International Film Festival under the 27 Times Cinema Initiative. Welcome, Daniel.
Thank you.
Daniel Moltke Dossing Jepsen is the ambassador of Denmark. Welcome to Fred. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Daniel, how would you describe your experience as a judge in Venice, and what do you expect to learn from this experience?
Well, at first, I didn't really expect it to be like this. I thought I'd just be watching movies every day and then go home and sleep and watch movies again. But we have a lot of master classes and workshops and everything, so I'm really learning while I'm here, which I'm really glad to be doing because, to be honest, I don't know that much about movies, but I'm really passionate about it. And at the same time, I get to meet all these amazing 26 other Europeans, and we're having a really good time here. Meanwhile,
wonderful, Daniel. I read that among the three best European films you have seen in the last year, we find La Dolce Vita by Federico Fellini.
Yeah.
Why is this one of your favorite films?
It's hard to describe. It was actually one of the movies that really got me into cinema. It's only been the latest year that I've really gotten into cinema. I think it was just experiencing. I feel like normally when you watch a movie, you have to think a lot. But when I watched La Dolce Vita, I just experienced and I felt.
And it was, immersed.
Exactly, yeah. And it was really the first time I felt that a movie could do this, that it had that power. It's hard to describe for me what I like so much.
Daniel, you are the ambassador of Nikolai Biograph Cinema. I know that there are always a lot of events there, at least before COVID-19, of course, including a film festival for amateur and young talent, if I'm not wrong. Are there other festivals in your country? Have you ever attended any?
We have quite a big one, a documentary festival, Copenhagen Ducks, which I've actually never attended. I've watched several movies from there, and they're always really good and often say a lot of important things. But no, I've never attended. This is my first film festival, actually.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. So moving back to Venice Film Festival, which one of the 27 Times Cinema activities, masterclasses, are you looking forward to the most and why?
Yeah, currently we're having a workshop on translating cinema. And I really love language. And also, I find it really interesting that when you translate, the choice of words, even the length of the sentences, really can create the meaning. So it is very important. I come from a country where we don't dub movies.
We
only have subtitling, yeah. And we don't. It's mostly international film in Denmark. So yeah, it's a really interesting subject for me. Very relevant.
That's great. Thank you very much, Daniel, for sharing your experience as the ambassador of Denmark for this year's edition of 2017 Cinema. And thank you to all of you. We'll be back soon with the 27 Lux Film Prize ambassadors. This is Francesca Raffi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider. Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.